Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We are the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
Well, you had to wait a little longer for it this week than normal, but Tom Lydon is here. It's Friday instead of Thursday, but he's got his ETF of the week for us. So we are glad to have him back. Now, Tom, of course, is the editor at ETF Trends. He joins us each and every week here on Money Life. Very rarely, like this may be the second time, a day late, but never a dollar short, I might add. And if you want to know all the things that they do at ETF Trends, which is well beyond Tom's picks to cover the ETF business from soup to nuts, then you're going to go to ETFTrends.com. They're on Twitter at ETF Trends. And Tom is on Twitter. He's at Tom Lydon. Tom, better late than never. Welcome back to the show.
Thanks for your patience, Chuck. I appreciate it.
Our ETF of the week is
the iShares Core MSCI Emerging Markets ETF, ticker symbol IEMG.
IEMG, the iShares Core MSCI Emerging Markets ETF. This is an interesting pick because of the timing on two different fronts. Because you're about to make a case of why somebody would want emerging markets right now. But if emerging markets do not do about 25% between now and October of this year, emerging markets will have been flat for a decade. So what is the case for emerging markets now? Because Lord knows, they did not get a Trump bump after the election.
No, they didn't. But emerging markets, again, are part of the world asset class. So it hasn't had a lot of performance, and as you mentioned. It also hasn't had a lot of love, and there haven't been a lot of assets. However, things always revert to the mean, Chuck. You and I talk about that regularly. And these countries that are involved in emerging markets, boy, you know, they're not slowing down at all. It's just from a competitive standpoint, it's been tougher for them. With that said, it should be a portion, if you're a buy and hold global investor, you should have an allocation to emerging markets. And with ETFs, it's very simple to be able to do that from an index standpoint. And this ETF specifically offers something that other ETFs or emerging market ETFs don't, and that's an expense ratio that's 0.15 basis points. So it's crazy to think in this day and age, you can actually buy an emerging market fund or a diversified allocation for 0.15%. It's next to nothing, and then you get all the good things that come with that. So that's number one. It's the cheapest allocation, really, to something that correlates to 99% of the MSCI Emerging Market Index, which really is the global benchmark, number one. Number two, regarding the Trump bump and all the fundamentals that go around it, we are seeing a little bit of a spike in interest rates, which affects our dollar. Now, the dollar's pulled back a little bit in the last few weeks. However, a couple things are going on. Number one, inflation's starting to kick in. We have low unemployment. We've also had wage growth. We've also seen commodity prices like gold and oil move up to some higher levels lately. If that continues, the Fed is going to have no choice but continue to hike interest rates. At the same time, emerging market countries and other developed countries are in more in the easing mode. So if that's the case, we're going to continue to see the dollar move stronger. Dollar moves stronger, what happens? We here in the U.S. have the ability to buy products from emerging market countries at a cheaper price because our dollar is worth more. That will help exports out of emerging markets, and it should help their stock markets to some degree. So that's the case. And then finally, Chuck, as you always ask, are emerging markets above their moving average? Is this ETF above its moving average? And it is. So if you're looking to play the long-term trends, this ETF is currently above its moving average by about 5%.
Now, it is the iShares Core MSCI Emerging Markets ETF. Roughly, how much money should somebody be willing to commit to emerging markets this way, and where's that money coming from?
So 55% of the global market capitalization of stocks is outside the U.S. Another 10 to 12% of that global allocation is in emerging markets. If you're following it by the books and you're buying and holding global equities, not just the U.S., but overseas, you should have about a 10% allocation in emerging markets. If you ask the average investor, there's no way do they have that type of allocation. So based on what we talked about before, the fact that emerging markets have underperformed in the last 5 years, and eventually everything's going to revert to the mean, I think there's a great opportunity there. Whether you're buying it from a core position, and that's really what it's meant to be as far as a position in your portfolio, if you don't have any emerging markets, having 5% as a core buy and hold position in this ETF would make a lot of sense. On the other hand, if you're worried about downside risk, look at the 200-day average, and if you're going to buy a emerging market ETF, this is the least expensive out there that has the most amount of diversification and the most correlation to the MSCI Emerging Market Index.
It is the IEMG, the iShares Core MSCI Emerging Markets ETF. It is the ETF of the week. Up to 10% of your assets in emerging markets would make you balanced the way the world market is, and this would be a fund to consider using for that. Tom, thanks as always for joining us.
Thanks, Chuck.
Tom Lydon, everybody. He is the editor at ETFtrends.com. You just heard me say the name of the site. Go check it out for all things related to ETFs. Remember, you can follow them on Twitter at ETF Trends. You can follow Tom there as well. He's at Tom Lydon.